Welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. This podcast is for self-employed business owners just like you, who really want to grow their business and become successful and profitable, but without all the stress and hassle. I want to share my 30 years of business experience to show you how simple it can be to earn more money and how you can get organized without needing a business degree or any other qualifications. I'll be talking about the easy steps that you can put in place right now to start earning more money today and to help you get the business that you deserve and dream of. Without further ado, let's get started. This week's podcast is sponsored by Pocket PA, helping self-employed business owners to get organized, understand their finances, and do their accounts all in one place using a powerful online tool. If you're serious about making a profit and having a successful business, then using a simple digital web app like Pocket PA is the best way to grow and scale your business. Visit pocketpa.com for more details and start managing your money like a pro today. Hello and welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. Thanks for joining me. This week, I'm talking with Holly Partridge about her self-employed business venture into running a virtual assistant agency. Never having enough time can be a real challenge to lots of small business owners. So it's great to speak with Holly today and see how you might be able to offload some of your tasks onto someone else, not directly onto Holly, just to point that out. We're going to be talking about how virtual assistants can help self-employed business owners like you with overwhelm without having the responsibility of a fixed salaried staff, without it needing to cost an arm and a leg, and ultimately with the goal of making you feel less stressed and able to earn more money. So with that in mind, welcome, Holly. Thanks for joining me today. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm all right, thank you.
Pleasure. I know we had a few technical issues when we got started, but we've ironed those out now because we're women that can, and it's exciting to be able to chat because I think the idea of having a virtual assistant seems out of reach for a lot of people, but I think it's a great halfway house to be able to get that extra pair of hands without that commitment of having a salaried person, which I know scares the pants off a lot of people. So Holly, tell us a little bit about your journey and getting into being self-employed and how you reached this point.
Yeah, so I have a background in account management for a logistics company. So that's where I was. And then it was customer account management though, not finances. I don't do that. And then I was on maternity leave with my now 3.5-year-old, and I was made redundant because they moved my office up into a different office. And I was thinking, what on earth am I going to do now? Because trying to find something that was flexible, that worked around the kids or my daughter at the time, it was just impossible. It was either, you know, 3 days a week and not like I'm really low pay, or it wouldn't pay childcare. And I couldn't seem to find anything that was kind of 4 days a week or 4.5 that would give me any flexibility. So my mum, who is a self-employed, she's a HR consultant, she said, oh, why don't you just come and help me do a few bits and pieces? And I was like, oh, I really like doing this. I wonder if there's more. And boom, there it was. There was this huge world of virtual assistants that I just kind of fell into. So I spent a couple of years building up my business. I basically first started it just before COVID hit. So I was in the very early stages of my business when everything went into lockdown. And then when everything kind of reopened again, I went full throttle and found some amazing clients that I wanted to work with, and then just became fully booked. And I learned a hell of a lot along the way. And then it was a year ago, the opportunity to take over the Association of Professional Virtual Assistants came up, and I took it. So I now not only have my own VA business, I also run the APVA, which is working to introduce and raise awareness of industry standards and professional standards for VAs, but also raising awareness of business owners so they know what to look for in VAs and how to work best with VAs as well.
I think that's such an exciting and common way for people to get into self-employed business life, isn't it? Particularly after they've had a family where they are looking for that flexibility and they don't want to go back into that paid role where the employer might not be as flexible, but they don't always have a ready-made idea
of what to become when they're self-employed. So that was a really nice transition for you to be able to do that with your mum. But the idea of virtual assistant is that they are sort of your extra pair of hands. I suppose I made Pocket PA as your own PA in your back pocket sort of thing for you to DIY. But there are obviously tasks outside of Pocket PA that people might want to have expert help for. And that's perfect for a VA to help. So could you just run through what are some of the common things that VAs might be asked to do for both an online business and also an offline, like a bricks and mortar? What would be the things that VAs could help with?
Yeah, so there's tons and tons of different areas that VAs help with, and you have different VAs that have different niches and different areas of like their specialism, so they can help you. So you have VAs who are amazing PAs, who have like EA backgrounds, who can help business owners.
So EA means executive assistant. I'm just mindful that not everyone knows, like, we've got a VA as a virtual assistant, a PA as a personal assistant, and an EA as an executive assistant. So they're all A's, but whether they're a V, a P, or an E depends on their specialty. Is that right?
Yeah. So you have people who kind of come from that background who are super skilled in terms of the diary management side, booking, travel, and kind of being right-hand person to these business owners, basically, and especially ones that come from kind of corporate backgrounds. That is something that I don't do because I'm rubbish at diary management. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm really, really terrible at it, so I stay away from that. So you also have VAs that help with people with online stuff. So those are the people that can help business owners who are looking to move more of their businesses online, such as doing courses, maybe doing memberships, obviously the social media, and all of that. But generally, for people who aren't looking to move their businesses online, a lot of it is there are call handling VAs, like I've said, diary management VAs, VAs that can help you with your invoices, VAs that can help you with your processes, your expenses. Basically, anything that constantly gets put to the bottom of your to-do list, they're the things that you can outsource. So a lot of business owners that I speak to, the first thing when we're trying to work out what it is that they want to outsource, because they'll be like, I need help, but I don't really know how. And I always say, like, okay, well, look at your working week. What tasks do you have that continuously get pushed to the next week and the week after that or the week after that? And they're the things that you can outsource, because a VA is someone who can get you done these things in probably half the time that it would take you to do it yourself.
And half the headache in bandwidth and stress and all those other things. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it's kind of like, you know, I think a lot of people initially are scared of kind of obviously the cost implications of getting someone in to help you with your business. But if it's going to take you 2 hours to, I don't know, sort out your expenses for the month, if it's going to take you 2 hours to do that, it might take a VA kind of 1 hour. And, you know, what is that 2 hours of your time worth to you? What could you be doing better in those 2 hours? Could you be going out and finding new clients? Could you be working on projects with the clients that you already have? Could you actually, you know, if you're in the trade or in, like, you know, in the beauty industry, could you actually be dealing with clients face to face? And instead of pushing your admin to the evenings, that time can be better spent on maybe making more appointments and generating more income. So when you kind of start putting it like that, people realize that actually it is a really good investment to make.
So it's a strategic move, really, to decide where the best use of your time is, what you actually do like and don't like doing, perhaps, and then to be able to work out if it's cost effective for you to have maybe a few hours of a PA or a VA each month to be able to get them to do those tasks that you really can't bear doing and you haven't found a sort of cost effective alternative solution, perhaps. Is that the best way to think about?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. And it's things like I've taken on my own VA, which is ironic because it took me a really long time to admit that actually I can't do everything. And there are things within my own business that I just don't like to do. So I took on a VA and she works with me for 10 hours a month and she's amazing and kind of does a lot of my stuff. But, you know, in that 10 hours, she does so much that it's almost like having someone full time. So I think for business owners, when they think that they need that initial extra help, they start thinking, right, okay, I need to employ someone. And then when you employ someone, all the scary stuff comes into place, like, you know, getting the contract sorted, their tax, you're responsible for, you know, it's all the pension stuff and things. And also then you're like, well, do I have enough time to, you know, do I have enough to do to fill the time of a full-time person or an employed person? And I don't actually know, you know, I could employ someone that comes in for 2.5 days a week, but I might not be busy on those 2.5 days. I might need them on another 2.5 days instead. So a lot of small business owners, they do then turn to VAs because you have that flexibility with them. And you can say, right, I know I need you for 10 hours a month. Maybe that's half an hour on a Monday and a Friday, or you say, these are the tasks I want doing. You crack on and do them whenever you want to. And you get that flexibility. And they're also there. You know, you can pop them an email and say, oh, this additional task has come up. Can you help? You can ask them for advice on things without necessarily having someone sat there twiddling the thumbs while they're waiting, you know, for you to give them tasks. A VA can just kind of step in and help you with that. And the benefits of it are, is that it's cheaper than employing someone. And then obviously a VA is, as a self-employed person, they're in charge of all of their own taxes and things like that. So it works really, really well to outsource things.
Yeah, I can totally attest to that whole resistance around taking an employed person on. I've resisted it forever and ever. And I finally have a part-time marketing lady who is fabulous. But the accompanying stress that I've had around sorting out her contract, because there was a cost implication to getting a contract in place, to having setting up all of her PAYE to then have that responsibility of making the payments to the tax man on a quarterly basis, having to do all of her pension stuff, even though she's opted out. I've probably spent 3 to 4 hours just on the pensions thing, having to get her enrolled, having to opt her out, all of those things, which you just don't want to be using up your own time for to manage that sort of thing. And I know that I have an added responsibility now of having a member of staff. And there are obviously contractual obligations and holiday and things like that to accommodate. And I, you know, it's not that I don't have enough things for her to do on a regular basis, but it is that whole level of responsibility. And you do feel that you're stepping into that growing phase, which, you know, I was very resistant to for ages. And I had been plugging that gap by having contracted work with outsourcers and freelanced people and virtual assistants. So there is a lot of freedom and scope once you have that, because you don't have any commitment ongoing to be able to keep that person up. So if you did have less hours one month, or you were away on holiday or traveling, or you were just going through a quiet phase in your business, there's no commitment and obligation to have to keep that person on when you've got a VA. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it can work two ways. So you can take a VA on as on like a retainer. So you can purchase X amount of hours of their time. So you could say, right, I definitely want someone for 5 hours. And you would pay that VA for 5 hours, whether you gave them 5 hours of work or not. But what that's doing is securing the time for them. So they make sure, right, I have this amount of time dedicated to my client. So if you know you're going to be getting regular work, and you know that it might also fade off in some months and then maybe not in others, then speaking to EVA about the retainer, like a retainer agreement, is a really good thing to do, because then at least you're guaranteeing that time for yourself. Some people do then just do ad hoc stuff. So that can be, I have a few clients that just come to me ad hoc and say, right, I have this project that I need help with. And they don't need someone who's there for them every week or even every month. It's normally if they're building up to a launch, or if they've got something that they just can't get their head around, then they go, oh, can you just help me do this? And I obviously then can say, right, well, I'm busy this week, but I can do it on Monday. So I'll step in and do it then. So there are definitely two ways that you can do it if you do just want that ad hoc thing. But if you are looking for regular work, then retainers are a great way to go, because you know then that you've got that person there on hand to help you, rather than relying on ad hoc and thinking all of a sudden at the end of the month, oh my God, I've got all of this stuff to do, and then everyone's busy and can't fit you in. So it's about thinking about the model of your business and how best it works. And I mean, especially I keep coming back to finances, but I think that's one of the common things that people outsource. And I think it's definitely why you and I started talking about Pocket PA in the first place when I came to you, because that's what I use in my business, and it's been massively helpful. And so my VA now actually does all the finance stuff on Pocket PA for me, which is brilliant, and a really, really great example of how other business owners can use a VA to help.
I think it's a really clever way to have somebody manage the bits that you don't want to do, because if they're putting it into Pocket PA, they've got a system that you can centrally look at, and then you can keep up to date with your finances. And it may be that you want to do a couple of the tasks in Pocket PA that you become really good at, that you want to record all of your payments, or you want to get your VA to just put in all of your expenses, or there's just different aspects, but you've then got a central tool to be both working on to be able to keep up with all of your income and expenses to minimize the amount of time that you spend doing your accounts at the end of the year. I agree.
It's amazing. So like she will now look at my all of my expenses and receipts and things like that, and she inputs everything into Pocket PA for me, and she also looks at my invoices, which we're moving over into Pocket PA too. So I can now go in and see at a glance exactly what I've made and why my business is earning, whereas before it was like don't know.
It's that mystery, isn't it?
Not the best thing to do as a business owner. So that has been hugely beneficial to me. And like you said, us both now having like this shared system that we can go in and look at together, it's really good. So she can do the admin behind it that I struggle with, that always gets pushed to the bottom of my to-do list. But then we can both keep on top of it and working forward. And, you know, I've also helped, one of my clients, she just needed someone to go in and actually help her set up Pocket PA to start with. And now she goes along and uses it, and I just dip in kind of in and out once a month and just do a little bit of the background stuff for her. So again, that's another way that, you know, you can work.
That's amazing. That's so exciting to hear that VAs are using Pocket PA, because that's just like a dream come true.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was so much fun setting it up for her. Like, I really, really loved it. She's a beauty business owner, and her previous method was just absolutely awful. Like, you would message her and her clients wouldn't hear back from her for days. And I said to her, why are you doing this? Like, you know, there's this great system. So I went in, I put it in, we color coded it all, we made it dead easy for her. And she loves it now, because all people have to do is click a link. But she didn't want to do the initial setup. So that's why she asked me. So I stepped in, I did all the initial setup for her, made it work really well for her, and now she can just go on and use it herself.
That's so exciting. I didn't even realize that. It wasn't even pre-rehearsed. That's just such an exciting thing to make my heart sing to hear that. Oh, Holly, thank you.
Oh, no, it's fine. It is. It's a really, really cool, like, I get really nerdy about systems, as people know. Anyone who knows me knows I love a good system. And I got dead excited about that. I was like, oh my God, we can make different bits, like color coded.
But being organized in our businesses, that's something that a lot of people that are creative and really good being self-employed struggle with, because it's not their natural skill set. And so unfortunately, they have to manage those business tasks, which is why tapping into either a system like Pocket PA or a virtual assistant who can also help with some hands-on stuff can be a really great halfway house to getting them on that way to becoming more organized. Because once you start to feel more organized, I think you really start to flourish and thrive in your business in a way that, when you're always struggling to just get your head above water, it can often seem that you're pushing water uphill and that you're not quite getting there, and you're not enjoying it as much as you see other people and other business owners doing in their business. And it can seem really frustrating, and you don't know what that key is to unlock your journey to be able to get on top of things and start becoming more profitable. But often it's just a few little foundations and cornerstones that you need to put in place to really get yourself going, and then it's just like off into the sunset. And I think it's such a great feeling, and I think for VAs to be able to be part of that journey to help business owners to turn that key and unlock that door and be able to go off into the sunset, I think that must be also really rewarding as a virtual assistant. Is it?
It's great. And I mean, as business owners, we, you know, obviously VAs are business owners too, we all of a sudden, we do not only what we are good at doing, but we have to take on everything else. So when you set up your business, you're not only delivering your service or whatever it is that you're doing, but you're having to do the marketing, you're having to do the social media, you're having to do the financing, you're having to do the day-to-day appointment setting or diary management, you're having to do everything. And I think that's where a lot of business owners start to feel overwhelmed, because they're like, I just want to do the thing that I'm good at doing. You know, I just want to go and book weddings and go and photograph weddings, or I just want to go and do people's hair and nails, or I just want to deliver these courses that I'm really good at doing. I don't want to do all the stuff in the background. And I think it's only when people start chatting to VAs and learning about all the different areas that different VAs can help them with, that it all of a sudden becomes really clear. And they're like, well, yeah, actually, I don't need to do everything because it's not what I'm good at. And I'm going to focus on the bits that I love doing and what I'm really good at and leave everything else to other people to manage. So it's a hugely rewarding thing from the other side of it as well, helping people. Like, you kind of see that moment where they go, oh my God, I didn't realize that we could do this, or I didn't realize that you could do that. And oh, that's so much easier for me. And that's, for me, that's one of the best things about what I do. I love it. I love it seeing that light bulb moment when a client's like, oh, I've been struggling with this for ages. Like, I didn't realize it was that easy. It's a really nice thing to do.
It really is. It is that light bulb moment. And I think you're absolutely right that as a self-employed business owners, when you get started, you do think that you have to do everything yourself because you don't have the budget or resources to get someone else to do it. But what it's actually doing is sometimes bogging you down in that whole sort of undergrowth of having to do all these tasks that you're perhaps naturally aren't skilled at doing. And so it takes the shine off you wanting to shine your light and doing that client interface with your clients, doing that thing that you are good at and why you set your business up, because nobody sets up a business to do more business admin, but it has to be done. And so it's about the best way to be able to do those non-income producing tasks in the fastest possible way with the least amount of stress to be able to move your business on and earn more money and become profitable. So I think that that's a really, really good notice. And you've had a second baby, I know, since you had your first, and you've been juggling a very young family because it's been difficult to get hold of you to be able to do this podcast because you've had such a little one. But how's that been able to go with your self-employed business? You've been able to carry on and just pull back a little bit and keep it going while you've had your new baby?
Yeah, so B is 9 months old now. And so what I did last, kind of in the later stages of my pregnancy last year, I dialed back a little bit. So I had time to just be pregnant and be tired and kind of prep for when my life turned into chaos going from one child to two. And when she was born, it was that I'd prepped as much of the stuff that I could beforehand. And I got someone in to help me and kind of take on a few of the other tasks. And it just meant that I had a few days when she was born where I did no work. And she was 3 days old when I did my first meeting again. And I know that sounds really like to people, and they're like, well, she was 3 days old, but I did one meeting. So I did like one-hour meeting. And then the next day I maybe did another hour of work. And the day after that, I did another hour. And I kind of did that until she was about 6 weeks old. And then I went back more or less like not full time, because I, you know, it was like more like part time. And she just came with me. So when she was tiny, it was great because I did my meetings and I would feed her and she would just fall asleep and I could do some work. I would work around her and my eldest when she came back from childminders, you know, we would juggle that between me and my husband and I would just work around the girls. And now my husband has changed his job, so he's on a shift pattern now, so he does 4 days on and 4 days off. So again, I'm so thankful for the flexibility I have in my business, from being able to go you know, say, right, okay, well, my husband's at work on these days, I don't have childcare on this day, so it's fine, I'll work on this day instead, and having that flexibility to change it. Because, you know, so many people think you either have to you know, especially with employed work, I think it's employment or your family. And what I love about my business is I can do both. So I can be there for the girls. And what I'm really, really excited about is as they get older and start going to school, I can go to the sports days and the parent days and things, because I'll be able to manage my diary around that. And that is something that's really, really important to me. But also I love working, so it works both ways.
Yeah, I think that's the real silver lining. I know that there are a lot of stresses that come with being self-employed and that responsibility, but those silver linings, we have to grasp them with two hands, because it's so wondrous being able to be at home. I know virtual assistants do work from home in the majority of times, don't they? They're working from home type roles. But it's just so lovely that you can sort of segment it into your family life and to be able to choose the hours hours that you work to fit your clients and set up your work week. And, you know, you can choose to work 10 minutes or 10 hours, depending on what you've got and what childcare you've got when you've got a young family. And that whole idea of that work-life balance, being able to have that with a self-employed journey, is what attracts, I think, a lot of people to look at finding some alternative to the employed role, where you have to be somewhere for a certain time and you can only finish at a certain time. Whether you've got work to do, you have to be sitting in your desk and building somebody else's dream. Whereas the minute you're working for yourself, everything that you do, everything that you invest your time and energies, is building your self-employed business. And the sky's the limit. And it's so exciting to be able to have a young family growing up. And certainly that's what I did in my physiotherapy practice. I went back to work when Olivia was 3 months old, and my children, I didn't have any at school. I had four under four. And so it was incredibly hectic. But I was working, I had my physiotherapy practice just next door to my home, so I could bob in and out. And it was just the balance that I wanted. And it was, I didn't have anyone to answer to. And I wanted to be professional in my work life, but also be mum at home and be able to switch between those roles really quickly and not have a commute or any downtime to be getting to work and that sort of thing. And to be able to be there for every parent's evening and every school assembly and all of those things that you mentioned are so important. And you can completely structure that around your own self-employed business once you do take that step into it. So that's a huge silver lining. And I think that is one of the big reasons that people choose to look at self-employment.
It really is. And I mean, it is hard. Like, it's as with everything, I think when you've got kids as well, everything is hard. You know, you always have those days when the childminder closes, or like at the moment we are, you know, my childminder closes for 3 weeks over summer. So we had to, it was a bit of like a proper mission and strategic planning session, figuring out when I was going to be working and what days and things. And then obviously kids get ill or things fall through. And it is difficult.
You would still have all of those challenges if you were employed as well. You would still have those childcare things, but you would be less flexible in your ability to be able to manage those things. And you'd have the added pressure of an employer sort of saying, well, why aren't you here? Just because your child is sick or your childminder can't take your child, I still need you because I'm paying for your hours. So you've got an added layer when you're employed. So it's no less of a burden if you're employed having to manage childcare.
Yeah. And exactly. And that's the thing, you can be flexible. And I think that is the most important thing for me. It's the flexibility, and it's being able to say, right, okay, I'm going to have to move what I'd planned to do this morning to this afternoon. And even though it can be stressful, it's being able to do that, like you said, without having anyone going, well, where are you? You know, you need to be here kind of thing, and there's no choice. So that's a really nice feeling as well. And that's one of the things that I love about it, even though it can be difficult, but it is massively rewarding. Although my kids always seem to know when I'm on Zoom calls, because the second I put my camera on, like my eldest, she'll come running through and she's like, "Mommy, I'm hungry."
And you know what? That's just real life. And that's just nice that, you know, you are there, that she can share that with. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, if somebody was thinking about becoming a virtual assistant, what would the steps that they could take to look at that as a career choice for them to become self-employed and work from home and be a VA? What sort of skills would they need to have, and what steps could they take to do that? Is there a course? Do they become accredited? They can belong to an association like yours?
Yeah, so we do offer an accreditation process. So I have a Facebook group, which I'll obviously share the link and stuff with you, and our website and things. But we offer a couple of courses, really. One is it's like a short course for people to come and learn everything they need to do about being a VA. But we also have one that's a little bit more in depth, and that's CPD accredited as well. So you kind of get a full, really, really in-depth knowledge of what it is to be a VA. But in terms of like the skills just needed to set it up, most people do, because if you want to offer something, if you want to offer kind of general administration, if you've got previous experience in admin, that's one thing. But also things like social media, people think that they have to have been employed in a social media role to do stuff like that. And you don't, because you learn, you know, there's a lot that you learn just by being on social media and then looking at specific social media management courses and things that you can do. You know, there are a lot of different routes to take. So I think the key things for anyone who wants to set up a VA business or is in the process of setting them up, it's just making sure that you've got that you're covered as a business. So you're registered with the ICO, that you've got your insurance, that you've got you know, the policies and your the equipment and stuff that you need, because being an online business, you need to make sure that you're looking after, you know, your business and your clients' work as well.
So you have contracts in place, you have terms and conditions, a privacy policy, those sorts of things, and you have a systems and process to be able to run your own VA business, I presume.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, we have professional indemnity insurance. Then you need to be registered with the ICO. We recommend that people have a domain specific email address rather than a Google or a, I was going to say Hotmail, but that's not anymore, Outlook email address, that you have. Obviously, an online presence is you know, vital, whether that's via a website or whether it's through social media. And that you have your contracts in place and obviously with your terms of business and privacy policy.
So just like any other small self-employed business owner, you need to have those same things in place, even if you're supporting a small business yourself. And what about for those of our listeners who are self-employed business owners and they would like to take on a virtual assistant or dip their toe in the water? Where would they go to start looking for somebody that they could sort of interview, or what would be the process and steps they could look at if they wanted to take on a virtual assistant themselves for their business?
Well, what the APVA have just done, we've just created a new part of our site specifically for business owners. So I will be able to send you, we have a document which is a great starting point on kind of how to best work with your VA. So that kind of talks about, are you ready for a VA, you know, what areas that you might want help with and things, and kind of gets that ball rolling. And then as the APVA, obviously we have an accredited member process. So we would always say to business owners, you know, come and talk to me, figure out what it is. Once you've figured out what you want from a VA, come and have a chat with me, because then we have this whole database of accredited people who we've done the vetting for. And we know that they are set up properly. We know that they've got decent backup systems and everything like that. And they're the ones that we can recommend, and we know their skills as well. So definitely come and chat to us.
So they're operating professionally, they belong to part of a registered trade body effectively. And I think that's definitely a great way forwards. If you can't find somebody on recommendation, on word of mouth, and you're not sure where to start, this is a really great starting point, and to find out what you could outsource and get started with just a few, starting literally from a few hours a month, you could get going and just dip your toe into the water, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we're the APVA, we're set up as a not-for-profit. So we do, you know, we are helping people to not only we're helping VAs set up their businesses and run, but obviously we're now starting to help business owners and things. So, yeah, we can basically work with someone. And I know that sometimes business owners need a bit of handholding, because your businesses are your babies at the end of the day.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like mine is my third child.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Like my pocket PA is as well. It's just, you become so attached and invested in it because you want to help people, and it's just a natural feeling. And I think that that's really common thread between self-employed business owners. So
it is, and you want to make sure that the person that you're bringing in to help you is going to look after it, you know, just as you would. And that's what we do. So,
and they're a good fit, because you have to be working with someone as a good fit. You don't want to have that as a headache. Oh my God, I've got to talk to that VA person again. It's, you know, they're supposed to be helping you with less stress to make that more money, but
it is the fit is essential. I mean, I could go off for another like whole, you know, half an hour on things like that, but yeah, it's essential that you get a good fit for a VA, and the things that we can kind of talk you through and what to look out for. So
thank you, Holly. Thanks for sharing all of that with us today. So if our listeners want to get in touch with you, where is the best place that they can find and connect with you?
Yep, it's just on our website. So we have our website is www.apva.org.uk. Obviously, I'll send you all the stuff anyway.
Yes, I'll put that in the show notes.
And for VAs, we have our Facebook group as well. And for business owners, if you're looking to get in touch with me, you can just go onto the website, send me an email, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect. Holly, thank you so much. So thank you everyone for listening to Holly and I today. It's been really great to have you join us. Be sure to check out the show notes so that you can find out how to get in touch with Holly, and have a wonderful day, whatever it is you're up to, and I'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, then do hit subscribe so we can catch up again soon. And please kindly leave a review if you've got a moment, and share with anyone else that you think this podcast could help on their self-employed journey. If you're ready to make bigger breakthroughs in your business life and want to get way more organized and understand your finances the really simple way, then start your very own 14-day free trial today using the super powerful software tool Pocket PA that I made for my own son and daughter. Go to pocketpa.com/podcast and let's get you on the way to earning more money and stressing much less. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.